In just over 13 minutes on Ozarks at Large, we speak with two authors of a narrative history on Arkansas. But first, a look at the Indian meal moth. My kitchen was recently overrun by the common grain-eating household pest. I invited our insect expert, Dr. Donald Steinkraus, to learn more. Dr. Steinkraus started the conversation by asking me a question.
How did you first notice the infestation?
Well, there were a lot of moths flying around in my kitchen, and I really sort of just attributed it to living out in the country.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of insects just come into the house when you open your doors or crawl underneath the sills and things. I always find things in my house.
Well, and then I started noticing kind of spider webbish type things on like a bag of chips.
Right.
And then finally I found I had purchased at a local store a bulk trail mix. And this bag of bulk trail mix was pretty nasty.
Yeah, that's so how'd you find out they were meal moths?
Well, I actually posted on Facebook. And said, I have tons of moths in my kitchen. What's going on here? And people then commented. Facebook can be a great resource sometimes.
It definitely.
And found out that they were meal moths.
So what'd they tell you to do?
To just get rid of everything, pretty much.
That's a little extreme, perhaps, but that's basically the principle of getting rid of them. So you were successful in doing so?
Yes. I mean, it's been about 2 weeks or so now. I got rid of everything.
All your, like, wheat products and grain products and dried fruits and things like that.
Pretty much anything dried that was not in a can in my cabinet.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. Yeah, this is a little moth, which is very common. I've had it in my kitchen, too. And same thing, I've noticed lots of the little moths flying around. And then you find the infestation where it came from. In your case, trail mix, bulk trail mix, which is probably a good source of them. The one I had once, I had a lot of trouble finding it. I used to keep my cereal boxes on top of my refrigerator, and one of my cereal boxes had fallen behind the refrigerator, which I didn't know, and sat there for months and months and months and produced many, many of these moths and larvae. So sometimes you have to really go searching to find out where did you spill something or where is your product hidden.
So were they already in the trail mix when I purchased it?
That would be my guess, yeah, especially with bulk trail mix. And any grain product which is lying around for a long time, especially if it's open, like this one was like in an open bin or something, well, the moths can get in and lay their eggs. And if it sits there for quite a while, it takes about a month for them to go through the life cycle from egg to adult. And so, yeah, I think bulk products are definitely a possible source. They can live in the nooks and crannies. And that's something, I don't know if you did that. Did you try to clean your cupboards carefully and get all the little debris in the nooks and crannies out?
I did. I did a number on my kitchen. I got rid of the shelf liner and then used Clorox wipes, on all the shelves.
Yeah. Did you vacuum?
I did.
Yeah. In my opinion, a vacuum cleaner is one of the best pest control tools there is. People will tell me they have something in their house and they want to call a pest control company, which might spray or something, but often you can just vacuum up some of the insects. But certainly you can vacuum up all the spilled flour and cake mix and trail mix and stuff that might be around. Yeah, the critical thing, from what I understand about these Indian meal moths, is that after you've cleaned out your infestation, you want to make sure that everything you bring back into the house for several weeks or months afterwards is in a closely sealed good container, because the larvae, the caterpillars of these little moths, find nooks and crannies around the house to pupate in. And then the moths will come out, and so if you go back to the old style, just having loose product around, the new moths will come out and reinfest your house. But once they've come out, apparently the moths only live about 1 week, and they don't feed or anything. So once all of the moths have emerged from the larvae hidden around your house, then you should be pretty safe for a while, unless you bring in more contaminated, infested product of some sort. They apparently, the caterpillars can crawl through plastic bags.
Oh, yeah.
And thin boxes. So, it's important probably just not have something sit there for years and, cycle your food through. But, yeah, the refrigerator is a very good place to keep stuff. Yeah.
Yes, I had an unopened bag of rice that I thought I could save. Uh-huh. And a few days later went to go make the rice. Mm-hmm. And there was definitely, I would call it a maggot, but evidently it's a caterpillar.
I brought some with me.
I found it and it blended in with the rice, but I did see it. Luckily, I went through, you know, I really looked at the rice.
Yeah, so. they do actually, to the naked eye, they look a lot like a maggot because they're cream colored. They're almost exactly the size of like a housefly or a blowfly maggot. And but if you looked at them closely, you'd see that they have a distinct head with true legs and are a caterpillar. They're just little cream colored caterpillars. But they're only about a half inch long and an eighth of an inch in width. And like any moth, they have a really great ability to reproduce. You know, one female moth might be able to lay 200 eggs. And then if each of those survives in a month, you've got like thousands of moths. And so that's definitely one of the problems with insect infestations. They can grow very rapidly.
It makes me feel better to know that they're not maggots, though.
I brought in an adult also to show you. So they're quite small, about a half inch long too, and sort of a grayish moth.
Light brownish, yeah.
Yeah, the best thing for most of these household pests is sort of sanitation, trying to keep your house as clean as possible, you know, within limits, as clean as possible, and not have spilled things around and leave them there, and
keep everything in an airtight container.
That definitely would help. Yeah.
Yeah.
But. They're not, at least, they don't carry diseases that I know of, and they're not going to bite you or harm you otherwise.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you brought in a kind of an aquarium-like thing. Mm-hmm. What do you have here?
We were talking a little bit about household pests. This is one which really is a much more serious pest. This is the American cockroach, Paraplanita americana. And this one, along with about three or four other species of cockroaches, like to live with humans. Actually, they're philosophically, I think something kind of interesting. Like, it definitely seems like the things that like to live with us aren't very pleasant. You know what I mean? It's like, but not like butterflies. It's like, of course, a Plotia is a moth. But these things, you can see they're very flattened. Do you see some of them in there?
I do, very long antennae.
Yeah, they're very, very flat, and they can get into small cracks in the house. And if you also notice in here, the whole container is spotted with their fecal material. So these are really a kind of a dirty insect, and they smell quite bad. They're hard to eradicate once they really get going in a house. For the same reason Plotia or the meal moth is that they're small. It doesn't take very much food to make a nice meal. You know, so you drop one crumb on the floor, and then at night a cockroach can eat that crumb, and that's a pretty good meal for that cockroach. So these things are quite serious pests in homes, and they don't generally vector or carry human pathogens, but they are a very allergic animal. Like they put out allergens, which can cause really bad reactions in people if they're numerous. And they really do smell bad.
Even just, yeah, like you said, their fecal matter. I mean, I can imagine having that in your house.
Right. Well, because when you're in bed at night and you have a cockroach infestation in your house, they're all out on all your counters, you know, eating any crumbs you left and defecating. And then they go back in their cracks under the sink or wherever they're hiding. And you don't see them that much in the daytime. They're easy to pick up, too. Have you ever had a cockroach infestation?
I have seen them at my house before. Uh-huh. Does that mean I have an infestation?
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, there's also a lot of wild cockroaches that are not ones which come and live in our house. Like, you'll often find cockroaches called wood roaches and things, which, same thing, will come to lights and they'll come into your house, but they're not able to live in your house. There's actually about 4,000 species of cockroaches in the world, and only about, you know, 5 to 10 are ones which want to live with humans. So probably the ones you saw are just wild roaches.
Well, and the ones that I've seen in my house before, again, it's been a long time, but they don't look like the ones that you have here.
Yeah, they're probably, like I say, they're probably wood roaches. They're slightly darker, a little
yes.
smaller maybe.
Yes, much smaller and, yeah, not that color. Because those are kind of a almost reddish brown.
Yeah, definitely. They are a reddish brown.
Yeah.
They're very fast, too. These guys can move. If I took them out of this cage, they could probably escape us. They can really run and get under things. And so it's easy to get an infestation of these things. Again, these are almost impossible to be clean enough to keep them out just by cleanliness because it takes so little to feed them.
So if you see a roach in your house, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're dirty or...
No,
I mean,
I don't think so. Not at all. Even an infestation, if one gets going, before you know it, you could have quite a few. So then you have to do things like, you know, try to really super clean up and find out where they're getting and close up their cracks so they can't get in and out and put out sticky boards. And there's cockroach bait traps and things that you can buy. I'm really not, as a person, I'm not in favor of using chemical pesticides in your home a lot. And it seems like that's true for the Indian meal moth. Most people say, you know, cleanliness will get you a long ways, and freezing things. And
well, I got them at the local natural food store, but they're just pantry pest. Kind of, they look like a cardboard tent, and when they fly in, they can get
pheromones.
Stuck.
The pheromone baited traps. Those, almost all of those things have the female sex pheromone, and they capture the male. The male sense smells this and thinks, oh, there's a female in there, and he goes in and they have this sticky pack trap stuff in there, and then they get stuck to it. What people say is that those are really good for monitoring whether you have something, but they won't control an Indian meal moth thing. I mean, you couldn't leave all of your trail mix, your infested trail mix, and put those traps up and control your infestation.
But was it okay for, I have like 8 of them.
Wow. You catch any moths in it?
Oh, tons of them.
Still?
Tons of them. Well, it's probably time to throw them away, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they might be good because, they like I say, as a monitoring tool, if like, you threw away those ones and you put up a new trap, you would see whether you still have moths flying in the house. And if you still have moths flying, then it either means you still have an infestation or there's moths coming out of the pupae that are hidden in the cracks and crevices. And so it means you still have to be really vigilant. But once you, if you put one up and then you don't catch any moths for months, you could probably say, well, I can probably relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think having good jars for your grains and beans and dried fruits is a good idea. Or refrigeration is a good idea.
I need to do that. I need to invest in some new airtight containers.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sounds like you did exactly the right thing, though.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
The only thing as I brought in is a cicada today.
Yeah.
You know, the cicadas are still singing in the trees like crazy, but more and more as I walk around, I find them dead on the sidewalks.
I've seen a few.
They're just worn out, dying of old age. You know, the males have sung.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. It's just like, but I like to notice them. I sort of think, you know, most people don't notice that these things are falling out of the trees, but they're sort of just like us. They
Fall's
live their
here.
Life and they wear themselves out and then they go.
Yep. Fall's here.
Yep, it is.
I've noticed a few. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Steinkraus.
You're welcome.
Dr. Donald Steinkraus is our Ozarks at Large insect expert. He's also an entomologist at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville.